It's the World Wrestling Federation. It's the Washington Wrestling Federation. They put on this show that they're bitter rivalries, you know, villains, and they really don't like each other. But behind closed doors, they buddy up for a drink and make deals.
Both the Republican and Democratic parties are owned by the same global elites. And on issues that matter to those global elites, they act as one.
They've wrapped themselves in the American flag, and they've talked about preserving American heritage and principles, and all the while they're working to merge us into a new world order where our sovereignty will be destroyed, we'll lose all connection with our American heritage.
With Bush, you knew exactly what you were getting. It was there was no iron fist in a velvet glove. It was just the iron fist. Whereas with Obama, you've got the velvet glove and the iron fist. You know, a very sharp guy, very smooth, knows exactly what he's doing. For that reason, far more dangerous than Bush.
Well, at the end of last year, I was willing to give Obama the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was premature to write this guy off. But now that he's been in office for a while, it's obvious that he is very tight with the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's on Wall Street, and he is extremely compliant and pliant to the wishes of the large banks, going back to what we saw with Robert Rubin under the Clinton administration, changing laws in favor of the banks, and he's not doing anything to stop the banks. He's helping the banks continue to do what they were doing under Bush. So, in fact, he's just a continuation of Bush on the subject of markets and finance, which is the most important part of his policy right now.
People who voted for Obama wanted real change and are getting platitudes, are getting a lot of nice talk, but nothing in the way of concrete change is taking place. In this town, business as usual.
There's one puppet master that controls the left, and there's the same puppet master controls the right. They control the Republican Party, and they control the Democratic Party.
This is not a party issue. This is not a left-right issue. The question is, who should government serve? And it should serve the people.
In fact, government is just a tool of dominant minority that uses economics and government law to enforce upon the public various mandates.
The right-left paradigm in the U.S. and in U.S. politics is taken directly from the commercial world and the corporate world. In the business world, you have Coke, Pepsi. You have McDonald's, Burger King. You've got AT&T and Verizon. You know, you've got duopolies. And a duopoly gives the illusion of there being some competition and some choice. And it looks a little bit better than a monopoly. So, for example, in communist Russia, if they had communist Russia red and communist Russia chartreuse, there would have been the illusion of choice and something akin to democracy in Russia. But they simply said, forget it, we're just going to go with red. In the U.S., they have this left-right paradigm, which, unfortunately, it doesn't take them out of the hard, cold fact that there is no choice. There's no social justice. There's only one choice, which is to supply more rent to the rent seekers who have now taken the whole system hostage.
We've seen the limitations on government whittled away. We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
If the United States doesn't have its Bill of Rights and Constitution, it doesn't exist anymore. It's just more real estate, more dirt. And that's what these global corporatists want. They want to completely dismantle the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're doing that right now. This is the fall of the republic. Our nation is dying. We, the people that live in this fine country, need to stand up, get involved, and take the system back. It's the Bill of Rights and Constitution that we owe allegiance to, not to a political party, and not to politicians that wrap themselves in the red, white, and blue, while at the same time, they destroy everything that that sacred flag stands for.
Alex Toy. If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The Genesis Communication.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Okay, until the end of the hour, Congressman Ron Paul joins us, and there is so much to talk about with the congressman. Of course, his son, Rand Paul, now the junior senator from Kentucky. And we're very excited to have him here with us today from his Lake Jackson office. Congressman, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
There's so much to talk about here. Out of the gates, you're now the chairman of that banking subcommittee dealing with the Federal Reserve, and it couldn't be a more perfect time. As the New York Times announces, the federal government is preparing to basically take the states in under receivership and their bankruptcy. And as the Chinese openly say that it's time for the dollar to not be the world reserve currency, can you speak to your concerns? A few years ago, you said something big is about to happen. Are we now on the cusp of that?
We certainly are, and it's going to get a lot worse. Even though we had this major crisis starting in 07-08, I thought that was just the beginning, because the real crisis comes with the dollar, when people lose confidence in the dollar. The dollar doesn't deserve confidence that it has. But you can put confidence in something that isn't real if you're deceived. And people are deceived that we are very wealthy and we have a great military, and therefore we can trust the United States because of our past performances. But eventually that is eroded, and people will reject it. And I think that we're witnessing that with the Chinese. The Chinese have, sadly, I guess, in a way, they have become more capitalistic than ours. I don't care about them becoming more capitalistic, but I don't like the idea that we become more militaristic and more socialistic. That's what's so bad. But they have their problems in China. But just think of what they've done. They produce and they save money. They take the money and they buy up resources around the world. They buy gold. They're a wealthy country. They loan us all this money. They're in the driver's seat. Don't you think that if you or I or any American was involved in that, we wouldn't be wanting to just be taking paper money that they know is going to depreciate? There would be a limit. And I think we're at that point. And when that happens, that will be a major event when the world rejects the dollar. So when it comes and how it comes and how quickly it comes, those are still unknowns. But it will come, and I think we're starting it to see it happen right now.
Absolutely. Congressman, as a doctor, as a congressperson, as someone who's been on the banking committees for many years and studied Austrian economics, for those that don't know, comparing our situation to the Weimar Republic, I see a lot of similarities. We're already seeing inflation in commodities and inflation in food. What is the basic time frame that you see currently? And for those that don't know, what does dollar devaluation and the dollar losing world reserve currency status mean for people?
Well, it means higher prices and eventually higher interest rates, which means higher prices again. The government always reports statistics that are deceiving, and they tell us that inflation is like 1.5-2%, and yet if you talk to the average person, they know that price is going up. And you're right about the commodities. There was a report yesterday, I think it was the S&P commodity index for last year, a whole group of commodities, it was up at 24%. That's huge, and you can't have that and not have that translate into day-to-day living. people know this, the energy prices are going to go up, and it wouldn't take much to push that oil up over $100. It's bouncing around there already, and which means the standard of living goes down. You know, with if an individual borrows and they get into debt, but they live high on the hog and they buy more cars than they need and have a fancy house, and their job is just marginal, but if they lose their job or prices go up, they get wiped out, and they have to, in order to get back on their feet again, they have to work harder and spend less. It's a little different with a country because they have this printing press and they're able to tax people, but there is a limit. But the economic law is the same for the country as it is for the individual. The country eventually has to live beneath its means, and that's what we're witnessing now. And it usually hits some people more than others. So the middle class and the poor get hit the first. They lose their jobs, and they're hurt the most through the inflation. The very wealthy, actually, there's a transfer of wealth. This has been argued by Austrian economists for decades, that when you destroy a currency, it erodes the value of the currency, but the middle class suffer the most, and the wealth is accumulated by the very rich.
And we see that.
We're seeing that, and what does it do? It drives up resentment. You know, and if they don't fully understand this, the middle class who's getting wiped out, they only have anger, and they might strike out at everybody who has wealth rather than the wealth that has been accumulated because of the government programs.
And the social engineers, as you know, Dr. Paul, Congressman, they're fully aware of that, the pressure from above and below. And so right when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall 11 years ago, we start seeing RAND Corporation reports. We start seeing Department of Defense reports saying we've got to basically set up a police state because there's a danger of social unrest coming because of the dwindling middle class. And now we see a British Ministry of Defense report saying the same thing in 2007. And lo and behold, now Homeland Security's putting in 9,000 locations, telescreens, saying watch your neighbors. Three new videos were released yesterday, and frightening videos by Homeland Security airing on TV. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if listeners want to see it or if the congressman hasn't seen it. And it's got people in shopping malls and on the streets, and it shows DHS, TSA on the streets searching people, and it says we're going to protect you, but we need you to watch your neighbors. I mean, clearly they're trying to bring in an authoritarian system, not for Al-Qaeda or these overseas reported threats, but they're now shifting it over to domestic groups. And we saw that attempt to attack conservatives and libertarians and yourself and myself and even Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and the First Amendment after the tragic shooting. So can you speak to that, sir, and this conscious movement towards authoritarianism?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and you're absolutely right about the disruption that comes to the communities because it is there. Most major changes occur, you know, domestically. You know, we take an oath of office to obey the Constitution and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you know, I usually make that point, and even in the very, very patriotic crowds and veterans, which you think would be more hawkish, if you emphasize, you know, the domestic threat, they understand this. So, but I think we're actually winning this argument about this need for militarism around the world to protect ourselves, and that we have to worry about domestically because people are getting tired of having somebody from the government check every single thing. You know, back again to China, you can start businesses easier in China than here. So people who have land, people who want to start a business, people who have to pay these high taxes and pay for all these regulations, they're starting to realize this. So I think there's a healthy resistance developing. But like you point out, there is some danger here, and that is, of course, if we get people to understand where the cause comes from, that we might be able to prevent this. See, the one thing, the one coalition that we should build, we talk a lot about the poor getting poorer and the middle class being wiped out, but the left always thinks, well, the answer to that is just more transfer of wealth. But we have to get them to understand that the reason this happens is because government is too big, even though they argue for government programs. The government is too big. They argue for these programs, and guess who lost their homes? The rich got richer, and the poor people lost their homes because of this program. But the other big issue is to make sure that people know that corporatism is not free market economics, and that's a misunderstanding.
Well, that was my other point, and I'm glad you got into that because we're of the same mind because we studied history. But quantify that for listeners who may be new. The ultra robber baron, non-free market crony capitalist always, as Carol Quigley said at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, lobby for authoritarianism, whether it's right-wing, left-wing, fascist, socialist, communist, because they create this big pool of collectivized wealth, and they take it offshore. And now the ultra-rich are trying to sell the poor people who are losing their jobs on higher taxes and looting their neighbor who's got more money than them, selling them the lie that that's going to give them a good economy when it's freedom that's going to give them a future.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats, or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Congressman, we're seeing riots all over the world over global inflation driven by the devaluation of the dollar and other fiat currencies. You've been mentioning unrest here, and clearly we're seeing more and more signs of that here. And I remember you back in Austin giving a speech that I attended 7 years ago. We were talking about it during the break when you first got on, and you warned that when the empire starts collapsing, there's two ways to go. It's either recognize that big government breeds corruption and go the opposite direction towards liberty, but then more often than not, instead, the government's going to sell even more of the same as the solution. And so now is the time to get this out to people. I mean, this is a life and death situation for our republic, is it not?
Yes, and it's hard teaching people some of these lessons in the midst of a crisis because then, and you can understand the emotions, you know, when law and order breaks down, most people say, well, this just quit the killing. Calm down things. You better bring more police in. And that's, you know, a pretty natural response, but not realizing that we have had too many policemen already and too many bureaucrats and too much federal government, too much taxes and all that. So it to me, the earlier the education occurs, the better. I think people have to know and understand why it's in their best interest, that the free market works better. People think that you have to sacrifice and all this. I don't think you have to sacrifice a thing. Freedom. If you get your freedom, you don't have to sacrifice anything because you have your incentives. You can take care of yourself a lot better than the government, and that's a system that has worked. And unfortunately, we're about to give it up, and that's why I fear the day when law and order mm-hmm. breaks down. But or questioning whether there'll be riots in our streets like there've been overseas already, and I suspect that the American people are like other people, and even in the 60s we had our riots and our shares of problems here. So people will act in a violent manner, and that's up for grabs, and you know all factions then will be looking to get the powers and the strings of government. So we have a big job ahead of us.
So we're going into some very stormy waters?
No doubt. It's coming. It's
Congressman, no doubt you've probably heard about it or seen it, but CNN, MSNBC, Democracy Now!, they all singled you and I out specifically and played clips of you speaking in your Texas Straight Talk and clips of my radio/TV show where we talked about the Second Amendment being there, and it's in the Declaration of Independence, it's in the Bill of Rights, to defend against crime on the streets, but also against a tyrannical government. And they have tried to now demonize and imply that you and I and others are the progenitors in an asinine way of what happened in Tucson, which we now know was a schizophrenic who was politically a liberal. I'm not blaming the Democrats. But what do you think about the desperation? We saw Rachel Maddow and others go after your son and tell a laundry list of Dr. Rand Paul. And, of course, that backfired on him, only seemed to boost his approval rating when Clinton went and campaigned against him. Now we see them doing it against you and I because they see us as a threat because we're getting the truth out. What is your view on, A, the ratcheting up of their rhetoric, Congressman Steve Cohen calling Republicans Nazis a few days ago, and the fact that it's backfiring in every case from the polls we're seeing?
Well, there's a limit, and that says something for the American people. Maybe they won't buy into that, but they're certainly going to make any effort. And this is a frustration for me because I do make a diligent effort to try to work with honest, straightforward people who may be called progressives and liberals, because some of them are decent and they're honest, but they're not these demagogues. And those people who turn on you, their of the Democrat Party or promoting of government power. So they might say they agree with us on a couple issues, but I sort them out, and some of them, the ones that you're talking about, are just the demagogues who may once say one thing and say, oh yeah, we don't like this, we don't like that, but then they'll turn on you and they'll do anything to maintain their power or to discredit us for what we're doing.
Well, and it's also hypocritical. They're demonizing the First Amendment and talking about fairness doctrine for talk radio, FCC. Jurisdiction over the internet. This is all being announced while Matthews is calling white people crackers. Maddow is implying that we're causing violence. The congressman's calling Republicans Nazis. It's just incredible how they're trying to balkanize and turn the American people against each other. When you look at the polls, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, almost everybody's against the banker bailouts, the wars. I mean, the momentum is shifting towards freedom.
No doubt about that. But there's still a lot of people, and I think that you can say at the grassroots level that is the case. Our problem has been, you know, it's taken a long time to build the bureaucracy. And when you think of these millions of people who are living off the government and work for the government, and they work in Washington, they're embedded into the political system. And so many in Congress, they have all clung to these views that they've held before. But the American people, you know, are further ahead. I think the people are always ahead of the politicians. And hopefully we'll win out on this fight. But unfortunately, the opposition has a lot of guns. Isn't it interesting how they want to take our guns away? But everything that government does depends on a gun.
It's all about...
It's their guns against the guns of the civilians. But you know, whether it's tax collection or telling you whether you can dig a ditch on your land and how you can use your land, you may, be accosted by a federal agent with a gun. Everything they do has to be, you know, enforced with a gun, and it's a threat. So they never talk about that kind of gun violence. How often have they been barging into houses, into the wrong houses, with guns blaring and blowing up the places and looking for drugs that didn't exist and not even apologize and never compensate these people and sometimes hurt and kill some of these people, innocent people. And that's the kind of gun violence that ought to be, rejected.
Absolutely. Mao Zedong said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Well, we're the people, and that's our check and balance. Congressman, in the 8 minutes we've got left with you, we have a prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com headline. Congressman, senator, or president, as you know, a lot of big scientific polls, the Hill newspaper, the Democratic affiliate, public policy polling, and others are finding that you're in the number one or number two seat to win the Texas Senate race for U.S. Senate, if you so choose.
Well, unfortunately, I'm still very ambivalent about all this. I usually am not ambivalent on my views and what I do and what my plans are, but it does require a major decision, a personal decision, a family decision, a political decision, all of these things. So I'm pretty undecided on what to do, and I think it through. People keep asking me, do you think about doing this or that? And I admit it, I do. I think about it all the time, not only because I wonder what I'm going to do the rest of my life, but I often think about it because when I get on radio talk shows, they ask me these kind of questions. But I'm still pretty undecided on what I should do and what I can do and what I'll end up doing.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the number one overnight talk show host in the world. He is the second largest talk show host on the planet, but he is the number one overnight in the world, number two worldwide behind Rush Limbaugh, a close second. And, you know, in the age of Anderson Cooper with a million viewers and Glenn Beck, you know, with 3 million on Fox, it's amazing when you talk about media, the only media on this planet of the thousands and thousands of choices on broadcast and mainline media and alternative included, the only audiences that are still mega huge and actually reach giant numbers of people are massive syndicated talk radio. And of course, he's right up there at the top on internet as well. And it's great to have somebody like George Norrie, because I admire Art Bell, incredibly well-spoken, very intelligent. I admire him as a broadcaster. But when George Norrie took the show over 7-8 years ago and took the show in a somewhat other direction, started covering a lot of hardcore political issues, forced inoculations, the private Federal Reserve, the Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove, George Norrie pulls no punches, censors no one, and no one anywhere in what can be called mainstream media. Of course, he's that crossover. He's both alternative and mainstream. No one can hold a candle to George Norrie. And he's with us for the next 45 minutes. We'll take calls for 15, 20 minutes or so into the next hour. Right now, I've got George all to myself. The website's coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Really, probably no stranger to most of you out there, but if you're new listeners out there or haven't given it a listen, it's on 500-plus radio stations across the country. In fact, George, I know the show just keeps growing, even past what Art Bell did. How many stations are you on now, George?
As of yesterday, Alex, my affiliates people sent me my monthly report. We are now on 540 stations in North America, which is an all-time high. And as you were saying, we're the second largest affiliated program in the country. Like a horse race, we're coming around the stretch, and I think we're going to be number one. I really do. I can feel it, and I can see it, and that's our goal. So we've got a hard, dedicated staff, and though we're going right after one of our own syndicated folks, I want to beat him, and that's what we're going to do.
Hey, well, Rush is all about the free market of ideas, and so, in fact, I've even seen industry publications say that if you continue to grow like this, within 6 months to a year, you may eclipse Rush Limbaugh.
That's right. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, and we'll see what happens. And I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, I was having lunch in Austin, Texas, and I found a black book, a small black book. I opened it up, and it was the Alex Jones playbook of how to do a successful show. And it said, cover the Federal Reserve, cover inoculations. So I took it, and I changed the format.
Did you really find a black book?
No, I'm kidding.
It's a metaphor, yeah. Oh, man, you are something else. Well, look, we have talked a lot about globalist forces, the big mega Davos, George Soros type folks who, you know, we think of it as America versus the Middle East or America versus Russia. No, these globalists want turmoil. They want the strategy of tension. You've talked so much about that. And now we see what's happening in the Middle East and the Muslim Brotherhood openly being funded by our own government, openly calling for an end to the peace treaty with Israel if they take over Egypt. And the whole world is saying, why would our government overthrow their own puppet? They're not trying to bring in a democracy, which I wish they would, or a free society. They're trying to bring in something in Saudi Arabia, in Jordan, in Yemen, in Egypt, that is going to destabilize the entire region. What's your view on that?
Well, there's something very strange going on in the Middle East, Alex. And as you know, I am Middle Eastern. I'm a Christian Lebanese. My father was born in Cairo. My mother, who is Christian Lebanese, was born in Boston, Massachusetts, Fitchburg, actually. I know the Middle East probably better than most national radio talk show hosts. I was raised in it. I mean, we eat the food. We know the culture. Now, I speak broken Arabic. I know the Middle East. And there's a situation out there that is very scary right now, and that is you just don't know who the players are. And by that I mean governments have propped up dictatorship regimes for years. We did it with Saddam Hussein. We've done it with Mubarak. And the people of these countries at this point are fed up with it. Whether they hate America or not, and that we can talk about in a moment, they are fed up with the dictators controlling their destiny. The unemployment rate in Egypt is absolutely ridiculous. Those people of young age, the unemployment rate has got to be over 40 to 50%. People are existing on a few dollars a day. And they're at a point where they said enough is enough. Now, the problem with all this is you just don't know who's instigating, how it started. I mean, we saw what happened in Tunisia weeks ago, And now all of a sudden it's filtered into Yemen, it's filtered into Egypt. And you don't know if the globalists are behind it or not. And it's very frustrating. I think what happened is Mubarak had to go. He's been in power for 30 years. And governments probably said, geez, enough of this guy. Let's get something fresh in here. But the population of those countries took things into their own hands through the power of the Internet, through the power of Facebook, through the power of Twitter, something they've never anticipated before. And these people have organized their own peaceful protests. Now, just yesterday, we saw what happened in Cairo with Mubarak supporters, henchmen, who started causing problems, shooting and everything else. Now the place is in chaos. I think Egypt's going to collapse, and I don't know what direction, honestly, it's going to go.
Well, George, I'm going to put a headline up on the TV screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but for listeners, the London Telegraph, the Associated Press, they all reported U.S. government, here's the headline, Egypt protest, America's secret backing for rebel leaders behind uprising, and now it's confirmed. They met a year ago, 6 months ago, and again 3 weeks ago with the Muslim Brotherhood, who are openly now saying they're going to overthrow all of the regimes, including the Jordanians, Saudi leadership, who I'm no fan of any of them. I'm having a big critic of Hosni Mubarak and the black sites and the torture sites and the ghost sites. But at the same time, then you see them maneuvering the Muslim Brotherhood and this Al-Baradei, who's this big UN chief, who's a globalist, and our government says, oh, we don't really want freedom there. We just want something new. And then now know this group that George Soros funds, the crisis group, is involved. And then suddenly they're announcing we're going to take over and we're going to break our peace treaty with Israel. And Israel's freaking out. I mean, that looks like the order out of chaos card. Here's a headline today. Muslim Brotherhood wants end to Egypt-Israeli peace deal. I mean, this is some scary stuff, but we know the globalists, again, want to play countries off against each other.
Oh, there's no question about it. Look, my father, when I was growing up as a boy in Detroit, Michigan, was a member of an organization called the Mardin Club. Now, Mardin was in Turkey, and we had a lot of relatives who were also born out there. We're not Turkish, but that's where they were. And in Detroit, they had this building. They had a club that was called the Mardin Club, and I would go with them. I was 8 years old, 9 years old. I would go with them when they would get together on Friday nights or Saturday nights, and this is what they did. They ate Middle Eastern food. They played Middle Eastern music. They played, well, I thought it was dominoes, but it was a different kind of game, and they just had a great time. There was nothing clandestine. They never talked about overthrowing governments. They loved America. They were immigrants who came here legally. Something strange about the Muslim Brotherhood. It was formed in Egypt a long time ago as a peaceful organization to promote Islam. That's what they wanted to do. That's what their intent was. Along the line, some people infiltrated that organization and started spouting the hatred that we see today.
British intelligence, that's on record. Well, they want to destabilize.
You go to Osama bin Laden. Was basically part of that organization.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We don't know who to believe anymore. We know a couple things that are true, and that is the globalists want to control this planet. The globalists will do whatever they have to do in order to disrupt all of us. I am so convinced at this point that if every person who hated America for whatever reason said, you know what, we want peace, let's make this work, we're done with violence, I'm convinced the globalists would do things and blame it on those people again. So you don't know who to believe anymore. And I am deathly afraid that this planet is heading toward some kind of massive destruction in terms of political leanings, that there may be nothing we can do except to continue to fight on the air and do what we're doing. I find it amazing that you and I continue to talk without anybody clipping the wires.
Well, that was the next issue I was going to raise. I want to get back into geopolitically what's happening with the dollar devaluation, now putting incredible pressure on countries like Egypt, where right at half the population is on $2 a day. The IMF, World Bank pressuring them to cut the food allotment. 43 million Americans now on food stamps. So the big central banks, the globalists, trigger a political atmosphere that they know is going to cause upheaval in the Middle East and North Africa. Then they roll in with the, quote, revolutionaries, knowing that revolution was already coming, so they're going to use it to put in a new system, and then it looks like it's going to be a system that wants to have war with Israel. So it's proof right there that this unseen hand is now coming out in the open. But I want to get more into that with you, George, in a moment. But first, you brought up censorship. We have the FCC announcing that they want to run the Internet and control it. We've got all these diversity czars at the FCC saying they want to restrict free speech. We have MSNBC now saying the Tea Party is like the, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and radical and dangerous. That came out last night with Chris Matthews. We have the White House regulations are calling to restrict free speech. We have the Internet kill switch being announced, similar to what we just saw in Egypt. We're now really starting to see a move where don't talk about political stuff or you could cause another Tucson shooting when we know the guy was drugged out of his mind and had nothing to do with politics. We're finally not just seeing an attack on the Second Amendment. We're seeing open trial balloons to go after the first as we go into this global depression. George Norrie, what's your view on that?
Well, first of all, I can't believe, but I had an email after the Tucson tragedy when I called that shooter on the air a whacked out lunatic. And the next day I got an email from a woman who said, how can you do that to him? He's got rights too. And I went, man, these people just don't understand. They just don't understand. Look, there's something. When I was in school, I was told two things. One is, the airwaves belong to the public. The public's interests, convenience, and necessity. They're not owned by me. They're not owned by corporations. The public owns those airwaves. We were under the Fairness Doctrine when I was in broadcasting in 1971. That's a long time ago. It didn't bother me. I mean, I think broadcasters have a responsibility, Alex, to balance their shows. I think if you or if I say something about someone or someone, we should back it up with facts and also give them the opportunity or someone to explain how they feel. There's nothing wrong with that. But what's happened today is everybody's gone in these different tangents, these different directions, and they forgot about the most important thing that has kept American broadcasting so strong. And that is balance. And we just don't have that anymore. When I started tweaking Coast to Coast 8 years ago, I did it for one main reason. This planet was changing and changing very fast, and it needed voices and it needed truth. We still do, as you well know, the ghosts, the UFOs, the Bigfoots, the mysteries. We do all that stuff. I love that. But we had to add the other ingredient, and specifically after 9/11 occurred, regardless of how you believe it happened or who did it, we needed to tweak this program, and I did that. And so I devote the first hour to hard news, breaking issues with a coast-to-coast Alex Jones-type flair to it. I don't want to do what mainstream does. You know, I don't want to. By the time I'm on the air, that stuff's been beaten like a horse, and I don't want to go in that direction. But we will cover those topics, but I think governments are taking a very close look at all kinds of things right now, including a kill switch for the Internet, as they saw what happened in Egypt. And I think these are very dangerous times for us.
Well, sure, I agree with you. But you talk about imbalance. When we have J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs knowingly creating trillions in derivatives, knowing it's worthless, selling it to people.
Personally, I'm helping my three children with their mortgages and their car payments because they're my kids. You know, I can't see them tossed out. You know, they've got some problems financially, as most Americans do right now. I have had friends call me asking for $1,000 or $2,000 that they say, I want to borrow. Now, you know, when you lend money to a friend, you're not getting it back. It's gone. And so you do it. But I've never seen a situation where more people were so backed up. And it's not like they're going to bars every night and, you know, going out to party with them.
And the media is telling us everything's great, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what's happening. Those of us who are working, you and me and other people, are doing okay. We're paying our bills. We're buying things once in a while. We're keeping the economy going. I mean, the automobile sales in the U.S. have gone up. People who are working are spending their money, and they're doing okay. But the number of people who aren't working and who aren't okay continues to grow dramatically.
So much of what he's been talking about for decades on radio, and what I've been talking about for 16 years, is now unfortunately unfolding. And so the credibility of people that cover these type of subjects is really going up. But before we get into that and then come back and take calls, George, for 15, 20 minutes of the next hour, tell us about your books. Tell us about your radio show. Tell us about Coast to Coast AM for folks that may not routinely tune in because, you know, they've got to work during the day. They can always subscribe to Streamlink and listen whenever they want like I do on my iPhone.
Oh, we love Streamlink. It only costs, if you can believe this, 25 cents a day. But, you know, they can get downloads, podcasting, and it's really an exciting facet of listening to the program, along with your terrestrial radio station, which has really been the staple of Coast to Coast over all these years. It continues to grow, Alex. Just yesterday, I signed an extension taking me through 2013, and the network at the same time said, hey, sometime this year, let's talk about a five-year extension beyond that. So, you know, I'm going to end up being the Casey Kasem of radio. I mean, I'm going to just hang in there as long as I can, bringing everybody the truth. We've got a couple books out. My partner for writing, Bill Burns, who does an incredible job doing 98% of the legwork for these things. Worker in the Light and Journey to the Light. The Worker, of course, being the first one in Journey. And I've got another one coming out in the fall with Rosemary Ellen Guiley called Talking to the Dead, which is more like the old traditional Coast to Coast show. But, you know, I've got a twofold goal, and that is, one, stay healthy, because I had a lot of problems, you know, 10 years ago, and I didn't eat right, and I did stupid stuff, and I decided, you know what, enough is this. And I got into a major workout regimen and eating properly and taking natural supplements. And I hope to God we can continue to take natural supplements. But that's the direction I'm going.
Oh, yeah, you're in great shape. And expanding on that, George, you also have done quite a few national TV shows on Sci-Fi Channel and others. I mean, you're doing a lot.
Yeah, I am. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, approached us a couple months ago, and he would like to do a Twilight Zone-type show and said, look, I want you to be Rod Serling. So let's see what he works on. But, you know, the bottom line here is, I want this program to succeed. I want you to succeed for people. I'm going to tell you a funny story. When you, as you know, I go back and forth between St. Louis and Los Angeles. You know, my family's in St. Louis, so I have a chance to go see my kids, my soon-to-be six godchildren. And we just built this little facility in Hawaii, by the way, that I can pop up there and do a show out of there, too. It gives us that flavor way out there. But I'm at my favorite restaurant in St. Louis called the Cafe Napoli. And I'm sitting there. I sit in the corner. And a guy comes in, and he's staring at me. And I'm going, oh, boy, here we go. And a young guy, his name's Corey, and he comes up to me and goes, oh, my God, it's you. And I said, I figured, oh, I'll sign an autograph. I always do that. Or if they want a picture, I'll do that. You know, it's free. I don't charge for that stuff. I'm not like some of the baseball players. And he comes up to me and he goes, my God, it's you. It's you. And I said, yeah. I put out my hand and he went, God, I love Alex Jones. I went, hey, what?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people.
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.